Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. So, starting to get cold in Georgia's down in the 30s and 40s. I know, not compared to up north, but for us, that's kind of goddamn cold. So I broke open and I had a roast and really kind of a nice little gravy that went with it, but it was a little spicier because I think we had a little rub on it that my wife made. So I wanted to have something a little different and not just jump on your typical Cabernet Sauvignon. So I wanted to get something totally different. So I tried out of the blue, let me try a Merlot. So I got this Merlot, it's a Ken D's. And I was like, these, you know. So it was a Ken D's from Napa Valley, Merlot, it's a 2016. What you will see if you do your search, it'll be a lot more 2017s that out, because this is like a 3 to 5 year shelf life that it gives time to mature and go from that. So this is a 16, which I got that 3 year span. So I felt that it probably matured long enough that I could go from that. So that's why I keep my Cabernets and my Merlots and a couple of my Bordeaux's for about 4, maybe 5 years. So if I can get up to that, it's matured, it's given a really nice texture. So I like to have a lot of texture on my wines, especially those big bold reds, so I can be able to do that. Especially also like a Shiraz or a Malbec. But this one, this Merlot, it was funny because I got this one for like $14.99, but the retail out there is about $18.99. And the ones that they don't have it in stock, they got to retail for about $33, which is kind of on the high side. I'm not sure if I would pay $33. I'll pop and buy it on a high end based on the flavors and everything from that. So, but pretty interesting. This Napa Valley Napa Valley Merlot. It's like really interesting, and you know, it tells you to get and put it in a decanter so it can breathe a little prior to drinking, but I was drinking too much of it. So my wife and I was drinking it with our meal. We have it sit out for about 2 minutes before we start drinking it the next time. It should be gone probably before the end of the night, and I'll be drinking way more of this. So, but this one was really interesting, really good. So let's get into flavors and, you know, get a whiff of everything, and let's talk about how good this wine is. So let's take a look and get it. I love to get my little swirl going, and we go from there. See it? Let's see the legs coming off, how much alcohol content it has. But pretty good. Oh, now let's get a whiff of this. So this is interesting. When I read it, they said it has this chocolate kind of smell to it, but I don't get that. I get a little, I don't want to say petroleum, but it gives a different kind of aroma. Not quite a chocolate, but almost on the cinnamon side. The weird kind of off smell. And get it from that. But you do get the woodsy smell from that. So that comes out. That little woodsy spice that you get is coming out from like that. So let's get a taste. So I do like the smoothness of this. Not very tannic, but it's getting there. So I think if I would have held it another year, the tannins would be a little more prominent. You got those dark fruits that you have. Slight spice. It's not a heavy spice on this. So that alcohol content isn't really, really in there. It's just enough and gives a really good balance. So this Merlot is a little more balanced than most of the Merlots that I actually drank. So that's why I kind of have a tendency of not drinking a lot of Merlots, because it's a little more fruitier. It's not as tannic and it doesn't have a heavier alcohol content. But not bad. This one was better than most Merlots that I normally drink. And so I kind of enjoyed it in that sense. But Kendi's Merlot Napa Valley, product of California. Not bad wine. If I'm gonna recommend a Merlot, and I don't recommend them a lot, this is a very good Merlot to check out. Not sure where you could get your price point. Again, you'll probably see them more at the 18 level. I got mine's at a $13.99. Hopefully you won't be paying the high end $33. But thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on UrbanWineLife.com.